know you submitted a PRA request, and I think my name was on some documents that were disclosed to you, but I can't get into any attorney-client communications I may have had with the Sheriff's Department.
Okay, so I'm curious about that. Maybe if you could shine some light on that. So I reported to the Sheriff's Department a deprivation of my rights. And how is it that the state has an attorney-client privilege with the people that are supposed to be protecting my rights? I'm just curious how that works.
What are you asking me to tell you what the sheriff told me and what I told the sheriff?
No. I was just calling to generally speak with you because it looked to me like you forwarded the sheriff a copy of the appellate opinion. And then the sheriff the investigator for the sheriff wrote a supplementary report stating that there didn't appear to be any crime, and so they were closing the case. So if one puts two and two together, if he communicated with you and, of course, did his own investigation, if there was something troubling, and then the investigation would not be closed. So I'm suspecting...
Well, I can't get into what I told them. I can't get into that, and that's attorney-client privilege.
Okay, so what can we talk about? We can talk about the appellate opinion, or we can talk about the decision
I'm
that...
I do think that you should consult with an attorney about what recourse you have.
Okay, I'm either going to do that or not do that. But as part of that process, I'm reaching out.
I can't get into my thoughts, my conclusions, what I told the sheriff. That's all part of the attorney-client privilege.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm understanding. So maybe
okay.
If we can't talk about that, perhaps you could explain to me how there's an attorney-client privilege with the sheriff's department, whom I went to report a deprivation of my rights by other public officials. And so now there's an attorney-client privilege based, and the investigation was closed, and those facts won't be disclosed to me as to what the... Apparently, your finding was part of that closure of that investigation.
I have no idea about that.
Okay, well, the investigation's closed.
Okay. That's all I'm telling you here.
Where is there a statute or some other regulation that states that county council's communications with the sheriff's department in this instance fall under the attorney-client privilege?
Yes, it's all under the evidence code. I'm their legal counsel.
Okay. What evidence code are you referring to?
I'm not going to debate the law with you.
I'm not asking to debate the law. Okay, and I'm not asking to debate the law with you. I just asked you if you could refer me to the section of the evidence code that you
sure.
just shared. Okay.
Sure, let me look it up.
Thank you. Okay. And so what I'm just concerned about, Nicole, is that, again, as you know, I called for help from this agency. And now, as you're saying, I do understand that you're saying attorney-client privilege, but it just seems peculiar to me that I'm making a complaint to a state agency for investigation based upon deprivations of rights by other public actors, and now I don't have access to the actual factual findings and legal basis of the investigation because you and the sheriff's department are claiming that that factual foundation and legal basis is attorney-client privilege.
Are you talking about the emails between me and the sergeant?
I don't have any emails. Wait, who are you? Okay. Apparently, I have emails. It seemed like they were between you and Investigator Anderson. Now, I haven't been told
so
this.
Those emails are protected by attorney-client privilege. Now, are you talking about the Sheriff's Department's crime report?
There was no crime report. There was an information report.
Okay, their information report. Did you get a copy of that?
I did.
Okay.
And that... Based upon also, I did a Public Records Act request, and there are communications that you had with them that where you included additional information that I didn't give them, and their opinion or their closure of the case appears to be based upon a communication with you.
How do you know that?
Because I've been an investigator for over 20 years, and I know how it works.
Well, I can't get into my communications. So I guess you're free to draw whatever conclusions you want. But all I can tell you is that those emails are protected by attorney-client privilege.
Okay. I'm going to... Can you just wait 1 second while I look up 954? I'd just like to see that to make sure I don't have any other questions for you.
Sure.
They will take me... Uh-huh.
We serve as legal counsel.
For the state? Because you're a state agency?
For the Board of Supervisors, county officers, and county departments.
And is your position elected or appointed?
Leon Page is my boss, and he is appointed by the board.
Okay. By the Board of Supervisors?
Yes.
Okay. The holder of pleasure. Okay, so I'm reading it here and just basically perusing it. I get it, but I still don't understand, and this is something that we can talk about, you know, or you can decline if you want to, I guess, is how when I make a claim for deprivation of rights, the police department consults the county council. And then my case gets closed, and then all of a sudden there's attorney-client privileged information, and I can't find out.
I'm not going to comment on that, sir.
The factual findings and...
I'm not going to comment. Did you get their report?
Yes.
I think that would be their conclusions.
Right. But there are supplementary issues, i.e. conversations with you, the district attorney, the Department of Justice, and all of those are part and parcel to their findings. And so... I think it would be somewhat of a deprivation of rights if I make a complaint and then do not get the actual documents that support their conclusions.
But you got their report.
Right, and it says case closed. It doesn't say that I spoke with county council on this date and time, and county council told me that they think the Court of Appeals opinion is valid and lawful, and based upon that, I close the case. I think that would be reasonable and prudent to put in an investigation report.
I haven't seen that report.
I'm sorry?
I haven't seen that report.
Oh, I'm saying that is not what... I'm not saying that report exists. I'm saying that is what I think would be reasonable and prudent to put in an investigation report to substantiate case closed. I mean, case closed is... That's nice,
okay.
But on what basis?
Sir, I'm not going to...
That's fine. So,
the emails, the content of the emails between me and the investigator are protected from disclosure under the attorney-client privilege.
Okay. So,
I don't know about anything else that the department's given you or that you've requested, but I know those emails are protected.
Okay. Are there any other documents in your custody or control that are not protected by attorney-client privilege?
Not in mine.
Okay, are there any others that you're aware of that you gave to the sheriff's department that would not be protected by that privilege?
No.
Okay. Did you... Excuse me, you're a public servant. You can take time to speak with me about this issue.
I don't have to debate with you, okay? My position is that those emails are protected by the attorney-client privilege.
Okay, great. We're done with that. So I was asking you other questions.
You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.